You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Mondays, we hear from President Biden. On Tuesdays, we broadcast Republican responses. This morning, we hear from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield. Here are his edited remarks.
Less than 2 months into controlling the House, despite promising to solve problems and restore democracy, Democrats have proven that their primary goal is not governing, but grievance. The politics of censorship, not common ground. In January, they eliminated the motion to recommit, the last chance for the minority to improve legislation without a single Republican vote. It will go down in history as the first time that a majority did that. Deny the minority, the millions of constituents, their voice. What Democrats are doing this week is even worse. Today, they'll hold a subcommittee hearing that will focus on broadcasters and cable news, devotion to journalistic integrity. This explanation should concern every American. It has never been Congress's role to define and enforce journalistic standards. The First Amendment prohibits the government from controlling what the press says. But Democrats are trying to give themselves the power to dictate what you can read and watch in your own home. And their assault on free speech goes beyond today's disgraceful hearing. On Monday, Representatives Eshoo and McNerney sent a letter to 12 cable, streaming, and satellite companies, essentially threatening them to remove Fox News, Newsmax, and One American News Network from their airwaves. Here is just a quick snapshot of the answers they're demanding from the carriers. What moral or ethical principles do you apply in deciding which channels to carry or when to take adverse actions against the channel? What steps did you take to monitor, respond to, or reduce the spread of disinformation, including encouragement or incitement of violence by channels your company disseminates to millions of Americans? Then the other question, coming from Congress in a majority of a committee, are you planning to continue to carry Fox News, Newsmax, One American News Network, both now and beyond any contract renewal date? If so, why? Now, I'm not an attorney, but some people have asked me, does that reach an ethical complaint against these members? By using undue influence? I don't know. I guess the Ethics Committee would have to decide that. These are members of Congress who are using their official position to coerce and control the information Americans can watch and access in their own homes. They're demanding more censorship, more deplatforming, and more control of what Americans can watch. In their letter, Congresswoman Eshoo and McNerney suggest that censorship is necessary because conservative views are not only different, but they are dangerous. This is not only false, it is the same script used in countries like China to silence speech they disagree with. Democrats would bring those same socialist standards to America. Yet those standards are dangerous, vague, and easily abused. They have no place here. Democrats' action this week make it clear that the greatest threat to free speech today is not a law from Congress, which is bound by the First Amendment. The greatest threat is politicians who bully private companies to silence dissenting views. Mr. Speaker, the American people are capable of making decisions about how best to live their lives. They deserve to decide how to take care of their families or open their businesses during a pandemic. And they deserve to decide to watch the news, judge the information they choose, and draw their own conclusion about its accuracy. They need us to trust them, not to try to control them. If Democrats accepted robust debate, they would find that more people would trust Washington. Mr. Speaker, This is a body that is using its power to try to determine what shows could be seen and what can be said. Mr. Speaker, we've debated on this floor the things that happen in China. I thought that was far-fetched in a faraway land. I never thought it would be written on paper in the U.S. Congress and the power of powerful members of a committee that oversees jurisdiction would threaten people of why they carry a network and will they carry that network in the future, and if so, why? I never thought I'd see members of Congress use their power to threaten others to go against the First Amendment. Mr. Speaker, we will not stand for it, nor will the American public. This is not a partisan issue. This is a constitutional issue. With that, I yield back.